Hi everyone, and warm welcome back to Cook Talk for episode 11. I'm your host Dougie Penman, and I'm delighted to be joined tonight by goalkeeper Robert Watt and defender Greg Page as they discuss their time at Pennycook Park so far and also discuss their teammates as ahead of the new season and hopefully share a couple of wee tidbits that you'd like to hear. We'll get straight into that and hopefully enjoy the podcast. Cheers. Well, Paige and Bob, you were obviously teammates at Tynecastle before you joined Pennycook. What was that like for the two of you playing together there?
Ah, it was obviously good. I went to school with Bob, so it was obviously good to play in the same team as him. I knew him before I joined, and I just got on really well with him. So we had a brilliant team at Tynecastle. Obviously played under Stevie Vinter and his brother Ross, and then obviously Lee Wallace was there as well, so I thoroughly enjoyed my time there. The training was always brilliant and it was always professional, so I really enjoyed it, yeah.
I just echo that as well. I really enjoyed my time at Tynecastle. Coming up through the 20s was good as well. Obviously, get that first team experience before moving on to Pennycook. Just as Paige said, it was a really enjoyable couple of years there.
Paige, you joined us first in November 2018 alongside your fellow Tynecastle teammate Dean Crabb. How did that move come about for you?
To be honest, it was quite quick. A former teammate, Mark Leslie, worked beside Tony at the time through the SFA, so they kind of knew each other. Mark kind of said a few words to Tony, and then it kind of just spiralled for there. Kev phoned me, and after speaking to Kev, I was just really excited to get in and try and get it signed. But then that was it, really. I trained the Tuesday and Thursday, and then we played Newton Grange on the Saturday. And then ever since that, I just kind of settled in really well. And I've just really enjoyed that ever since then.
Well, so you mentioned you've been at school together, played together at Tynecastle. You couldn't be separated for long. Bob, you joined us 4 months later in March. But was it nice to be reunited again at Pennycook?
It was brilliant. It was kind of a tough time at Tyne during the couple of months that Paige had left and Dino had left, obviously two big players, but I think it was Paige that kind of, it was Big Tam got injured. I think he was playing Spartans on a Friday night, and I think he was looking for a goalkeeper, so Paige had obviously mentioned my name to Tony and Kev, and then they were in contact with myself, and then I believe it was a Monday, Kev had came to my house and I just signed there and then I think it was a Tuesday night I played my first game. Against Peebles, I think it was. Pretty sure we won 5-0, so good to get a clean sheet in early doors. But it's been brilliant ever since I came in.
And you said there was a few tough months at Tynecastle. Do you just compare that then of enjoying Pennycook and winning Conference A so quickly after signing?
Yeah, it was just the complete opposite, to be honest. Most weeks at Tynecastle, we were struggling, to be honest. So it was a complete flip from coming in there. Coming into that team and flying with confidence and obviously going for the league. So it was a massive difference, but great to come into a team like that.
It was brilliant. Ever since the first game, I played alongside Dawson and it was just, he made it easy for me. It was really good. I think that coming into a team with such good players around me, it made it really easy and I just slotted in really well. And then we kind of just kept going for there week after week. Tony and Kev always emphasised just to keep winning and keep winning. And training was the exact same. It was high tempo and things. So it was just really good to come in a winning team with a winning mentality. So I really enjoyed it.
And last year also was your first full year at Pennycook for the both of yous. And I suppose the highlight is the Scottish Cup run. And how was that for you both stepping into the Scottish Cup? And I'm sure, Bob, you'll mention that you were man of the match against Partick, and I'm 100% sure Paige is going to mention that he nearly scored.
I think it was one of my mates that mentioned that. I didn't care if he was winding me up or not, so I'll leave that to them to decide that. But I've heard Paige mention that a fair few times about him. It was a surprise it came off the right foot anyway. But it was a great day. All our mates, all our family and the crowd support was unbelievable that day. But it was some day to remember.
I'll just add to that. To be honest, I couldn't believe when it was scored as well. It was only it was kind of a wee joke between me and Scotty at the time. It got blocked kind of at the penalty spot, so I was just telling everyone that. But it was an amazing day, as Bob said. I just couldn't believe we both started and we both played the 90 minutes. So it was just a great day for the club, all our mates, all our family, and it was just one to remember, really.
And you got a souvenir as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was brilliant to play against Kenny Miller, really. But to play against Partick, Stenhouse Muir, it was really good that season. And hopefully we'll repeat that maybe in the following seasons to come.
Obviously, we're waiting for the start of season 2021, and it's been a long time coming, but what's your thoughts going into the new season? What are you hoping for?
I think that the players we've signed, obviously, we met them. And it's just, I think, we need to keep going. Maybe a few more bodies coming in, I don't know. But hopefully, we just keep going from there, where we left off, really. I think the original squad that we've got is capable of doing well this season, so we just need to work hard and take each game as it comes, really.
I just agree with that. I think the league wasn't really great last year. I think kind of let ourselves down in that aspect, but as Paige said, we've kept a lot of the boys together, so I think that was the main thing. A few boys have gone, but hopefully we can still kick on in the league and go for a few cup runs and maybe be pushing to get up to the Lowland. That's what we're all aiming for.
And now that we've sort of summed up your time at Pennycook so far, we'll get on to the real reason you both requested to come on the podcast, and I'll make everyone aware that it was used to requesting to come on. We're going to go into some questions about your teammates, and we'll see in Paige's words was slaughter a few boys.
Paige's words, eh?
So we'll just go with the first one we've got around down here is the most skillful.
Most skillful, I'll let Paige answer that. He trains with all the boys.
Tough one, really. I've got a few skillful boys, but I think for me, it's got to be Joe Viola. He's came back for his loan spell, which I believe he done really well there. So I think it's got to be him. He's just he's so quick, and he's put me in a few positions myself. So it's got to be him.
Contrast that with least skillful.
I'd go out there and say it's harsh, but Bapty, just the same trick every time, inside outside with the left foot.
So who would you say is the smartest one in the dressing room?
Forbesy. Without a shadow of a doubt, I think everyone would agree on that. I'd put Tans in there. I didn't expect I didn't expect a lot of Tansy, but he came to prove me wrong in the quizzes, so I'd give Tansy a wee mention there.
And who would you say is the least intelligent in the dressing room based on their quiz performances?
It's a tough one, I think. There's a lot of boys, but
I think, in my opinion, I think it could be Liam O'Donnell. He never took part in any quizzes. I think he was just a bit too scared to come last. So I think it could be him.
I would agree with that. I know a lot of boys would go for me, but Liam O'Donnell didn't have the ball to come on, so got to come out for that.
And who's best dressed on a night out?
I think Liam O'Donnell gives it a good shot. If not, I think an ex-teammate, Jordan Caddo, he was definitely, at my time at Pennycook, he definitely was pretty dapper on nights out as well.
And who would you say is the worst dressed? Who's the one that you just didn't want to be seen with?
Probably Summy. Ripped jeans, just not a good look. Tried to tell him, but I must
add a wee point in there. It's always the same footwear with Summy. I've never seen him without a pair of Vans on. He's got all the money in the world, but he just doesn't seem to buy a new pair of trainers for the night out.
And talking of nights out, who's best on a night out?
Definitely Grinchy. Absolutely ridiculous on the dance floor. Newcastle was unbelievable with him. He was up all night dancing.
And who's the complete liability?
Not so much liability, but I'd say Pagey.
No comment.
Aye, well, there you go, Dougie.
Who's the team joker?
Team Joker, probably Grinchy as well. He's always in the group chat sending something in. He's always playing wee pranks on people and things like that. So I'd probably say Grinchy, aye.
I'd go with Grinchy.
And who's the one that's always soaking up the coaches?
Oh, maybe Grinchy again. I think he's on the phone most days to Tony, and definitely was on the phone most days to Kev when he was there. But maybe Grinchy as well. I'd say so.
And who do you want on? Who do you want controlling the music in the dressing room before a game?
To be fair, we never really get to hear anyone's music because it's just Bapty. He'll turn up first to games, take the speaker, and that'll just be it. So you could put Bapty down as best and worst because that's all you get to hear.
And who's most likely to be fined for sitting on their phone in the dressing room?
I'd have to say Liam O'Donnell for that one. He's been caught a few times. He's trying to sit next to me and keep his phone hidden, but I think he must have the most fines for being on the phone. It's absolutely unbelievable.
I definitely have to agree with that, Bob.
And who's the best trainer?
I'd definitely probably say Paul Tansey. I don't know what age he is now, but he's just an absolute machine. The 5K times he was telling us about in the lockdown was just ridiculous. And he's in great shape, considering what age he is, so I'd probably say Paul Tansey.
I'd just have to say Tansey as well. That's him completed the bleep test twice now. As Pagey said, it is unbelievable. For some of the 5K times were ridiculous. I was on a bike and he was still going quicker than me, so fair play to him.
Does that put you in the running for worst trainer then?
Different training to Dougie, as John would back me up on that. Different training.
Pagey, who are you going to shop for worst trainer?
To be honest, I'd maybe say myself, Dougie. I'm not the best trainer, but when a game comes along, I'll definitely be given 100%. But I'm just it's just not one of my most enjoyable things. But I'd maybe say myself.
I don't know if that's noble or being a coward, but again, I'm sure the boys will be happy with you just seeing yourself. So who's the biggest moaner in the dressing room that you just want to shut up?
Probably, I think Forbes, he said this a couple of weeks ago, but it would be probably Grinchy, but it's more in a constructive way. Just wants all the boys to be performing. He'll not have slackers in the team. Everybody needs to be pulling their weight. So it's Grinchy, but in a good way.
I'd agree with that. I think Summy as well. Summy demands high standards. It's not really a moan. It's more if somebody's not performing on a Saturday or at training, Summy will definitely have a wee word with them. But I think that's just the guy he is, as well being captain as well. So probably him.
And who's the fastest in a race?
Without a doubt, Sean Stewart.
I'd definitely agree with him. Yeah, I'd agree with that as well, Dougie. I think even if I was to get 30-yard head start on Sean, I think he'd probably still beat me.
No, I would say, who's the slowest?
Oh, slowest?
I'd have to go Pagey or Kieran Watson, as he is towing, to be honest. Him and Pagey.
I'd take that on the chin. It's definitely between myself, I think Kieran's maybe a wee bit harsh, but I'd definitely be putting Bapty in there. Me and Bapty on that left hand side, it could be trouble at times, but we just need to get on with it, really.
Yeah, so we've got a few nicknames in the squad, just those usual typical Summy, Grinchy, Pagey. But who's got the best nickname?
I'd have to say Big Doss. The comparison to Doss and Michael Dawson is unbelievable. I didn't actually notice it until somebody pointed it out, obviously, because I never knew why he was called Doss. As soon as someone pointed out, I was like, that is unbelievable. They're identical. Spitting image. I'd have to say Big Doss. That's the best nickname.
Yeah, I'd agree with that as well, Bob. Definitely. To be honest, I think Tatty as well. That's quite a strange one. Maybe for his lack of hair and his shape of head. Probably maybe Tatty as well, actually. I'm not too sure.
Well, here's one you can probably answer, is who's got the hardest shot?
I think that just goes without saying. Tansy. Even in training, he's 2 yards away from the goals and he's blasting it right in my face. Same with Bapty, actually. Bapty can hit the ball as well. So I'd definitely say Tansy, though. You can strike a ball.
And also, you're talking about Pennycook, you've played under Kevin Toney, but who in the dressing room do you think could be a manager in the future?
Bapty's got a really good chance, I think. He loves his football. Away from, obviously, Pennycook. He's obviously doing coaching and that at the moment. I think that's something that he'd really get into. I'm not too sure, actually. Probably Forbes would be a great manager as well. So maybe Forbes as well, for me.
Aye, I'd agree with Bapty and Forbes. Both good shouts. Bapty's obviously got his own coaching company going on. And as well as Forbes, they have a great relationship with the players. But Summey as well, I think Summey would be a good coach. He's a great leader, so I think he'd be within a shout.
And how would you do if it was a Page and Watt double managerial duo?
Horrendous. Relegated.
Yeah, definitely, I'd say.
Can it be one for more than 90 minutes, do you?
Yeah, I'd definitely say it. We'd be toiling. Probably relegation. All right, Dougie, cheers for that.
Cheers, Dougie.
Thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.